Another approach to systematically define and develop sustainability indicators is the DPSIR framework. The DPSIR framework illustrates the causal links between the driving forces, environmental impact, and responses of the society. The DPSIR approach avoids the focus of working on the symptoms of environmental impacts and tries to shift the focus to solving the underlying drivers. It's about avoiding symptom-relieving strategies and policies that don't really address the underlying problems. The elements of the framework are driving forces of the society and human needs on the environment, such as economic development, pressures of human activities on the environment, such as the consumption of resources, states of the environment as described by the chemical quality of the environment, impacts on the performance of the environment and the welfare of human beings, and humankind developing responses to mitigate negative impacts. The DPSIR framework is a general system structure which can be used to identify indicators to measure different dimensions of sustainability. These indicators can be evaluated individually or in combination. An example for the identification of indicators for the problem of air pollution and asthma is given based on an example from the EPA. The driver is emitting industry, which could be described by the indicator number and type of different industries. The pressure is the emission of air pollutants, which are captured by the indicator rate and type of atmospheric pollution. The state is the air quality, which could be described by indicators such as local air pollution concentration. The impact is the asthma health problems, which could be described by indicators such as quality of life years. The response could be a reduction of air pollution, described by the indicator of enforcement of new regulations.